This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Good morning, everyone, and thanks to Paul and Ando for today's weekend breakfast. This morning, Paul is panelling as he's done for more than 7 years. Thank you, Paul. Saturday Magazine on Independent Joy Media is proudly brought to you by Hyundai Australia, driving change. We're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in Joy's 30th year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996. And we proudly bring you this 14th of October 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine from the Pride Centre here in Melbourne. Paul's on panel. James is on the front desk working the phones. My co-host is the legendary Balkan bombshell, Nevena.
Not that kind of Balkan bombshell. Not the one from the 90s. A different kind of bombshell. One with blonde hair.
Welcome back, Nev.
Yes. Thank you. It's so lovely to be back in the studio with you both. A little bit more balkanized than when I left, but here in one piece, I have to say.
You've been away for 5 weeks?
I've been away for 3.5. And it was incredible to be back home in Macedonia for me, and also having some time spent in Belgrade. When it's always an interesting time in the Balkans, Paul, but this happened to be a particularly interesting time with some conflict happening in Kosovo, and just seeing how it's reported so differently. Well, it wasn't really reported in Australia at all. Another day in the Balkans, but just being there and soaking it up and just feeling it happen on the streets. It was phenomenal. I will say, though, getting back and having the first Melbourne coffee, gosh, I'm not feeling like I was going to blast off having another Turkish coffee.
There is, you know, getting coffee around the world, and there are lots of places that have great coffee. You know, Italy.
Yes.
Germans are a bit behind the eight ball.
Oh, no. Americans, don't get me started.
Well, there is good coffee in America, but you've got to search it out. So where you were, the coffee was, tell us.
Well, it's interesting because the national pastimes in the Balkan include smoking, drinking coffee, and gossip. You combine those three things together times over a day, and you'd think, wow, these people must have it worked out. So, for example, Maka, I went to a beautiful museum and I was waiting to pay for my ticket, but I had to wait for the woman who was sitting behind the counter. She had a little Bunsen burner. She was making herself a coffee at the desk, and I could not get my ticket until she'd had some coffee. She did offer me some, but I wasn't feeling like I needed to indulge. But it's very strong. It's that Turkish style coffee that looks like sludge, tastes like sludge, and you really have to have a particular taste for it. So it's very unique to our beautiful Balkan area, but it's not quite a taste that I've developed over the years.
So what would be your preferred coffee, Nev?
I'm a delicate flat white drinker, Macca.
Flat white.
How about yourself?
Yeah, flat white or latte. Preferably double shot.
Yes, of course.
It's, you know, how fortunate are we that we do have great coffee here? And,
great,
you know,
everything.
I go to Sydney quite regularly. Yeah, there's good coffee there, but it's not
to
as...
To where, sorry?
It's not as widespread. Adelaide has great coffee.
Mm.
It's a while since I've been to Perth, so I can't comment on that. Bris Vegas, as well. Tasmania, good coffee.
You know what else is good, Macca? Our lineup of the show today. Who do we have on?
Well, our first guest, is the Director of Services at Thorn Harbour Health, Carolyn Gillespie, returning to the studio. And we're going to talk about a whole range of challenges for organisations, but also what's coming up at Thorn Harbour.
They have a very exciting LGBTIQ plus women's conference.
I know.
So I really look forward to hearing all about that.
It's great. Close to 11 o'clock, Nevena and I are going to talk about some other current affairs from around the world. After 11, We're going to talk with Georgia Radjic, Australian sports commentator, again about the future of sports and netball. Now, is there a wage negotiation going on there that's gone wrong?
There is something going very wrong in Australian netball, and I really look forward to hearing Georgia's perspective on this because she's a commentator, she's an advocate for the sport, but when you read headlines like Australian netball finds itself in a crisis partly of its own making, it really just breaks your heart because it's such an important sport in our country, especially for women.
And I saw that one news report where the new enterprise agreement they were offered offered them a share of the profits, which, okay, sounds good, but the fact is that Netball Australia runs at a loss.
So what does that mean for the players, Macca?
Do they have to tip in? Yeah. Yes, that's quite interesting. Then Ben Eltham. Ben is a writer, journalist, a researcher and a unionist. And this is on the university strikes or and accusations of wage theft.
So that's a really interesting chat
that we're going to have. And we've covered this before too.
But this in particular, he wrote a fascinating piece that was published. On Crikey. And it's about the Victoria's new governor, who was the ex-Monash Uni Vice Chancellor. And during her time there was a lot of wage theft that's happened. So fascinating to be able to have that conversation and get his perspective.
I wonder whether that happened with royal assent.
I'm sure Ben will be able to tell us.
Yes. And now a really interesting guest. This was Liz Walsh, was the Western Metro candidate in 2022 in the Victorian Upper House for the Victorian Socialists. And interested what brought Liz to politics.
Yeah.
And you know, I love stats. In some seats, the Socialists actually outpolled the Greens.
They have incredible networks of organisation, yeah. Macca. And you saw I was voting in the North last year in the Victorian state election, and you could really see their people power. It's a genuinely grassroots operation. Mm. At every booth, they had almost as many volunteers as the major parties. So it's going to be a fascinating space in a couple of years' time when we go back to the polls to see if they're able to translate that into an upper house seat.
Into it, yeah. Which Ave from the Greens might be a bit concerned about.
Well, we can ask him when he's on the show
next. Yeah, we ask him next time. And then finally, David Harris, the CEO of Melbourne Queer Film Festival. Festival is underway.
I'm really looking forward to hearing from David and getting some tips about who to see, where to go. You know, Melbourne Queer Film Festival, I've taken some friends in the past and their mouths have been agape because there's some really explicit films and they think, oh, it's not that they're particularly conservative, but they're just shocked at how, at our taste in cinema.
I was at the launch on Monday evening, which was at the Melbourne Town Hall. And I was saying earlier on the breakfast show that they actually played a silent movie, a German silent movie from 1918.
Wow.
That had lots of representation of people in drag. And it was accompanied by the grand organ.
Wow.
So it had a live organ player with the black and white movie and the subtitles. It was phenomenal.
With, you know, particular da da da.
Yes, it was all of that cliched stuff. It was lovely.
What an experience.
Very, very good.
And you get that kind of variety and that kind of brilliant programming at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival. So I look forward to having a chat about that, Macca.
Hmm. And what else for the week?
Well, it's been it's a really hard week. We've got the referendum on today.
Yes.
So as we drove in this morning, we could see people starting to line up.
Queuing up, yep, to vote.
At the various schools and other civic centres.
I did a postal.
I also did a postal vote.
Oh, I did an early vote.
I like a postal vote.
Because I'm working today.
Where did you go to vote, Paul?
Port Melbourne Town Hall. Oh, Port Melbourne Library, actually, sorry. Yeah, there was I'm in Higgins and there was a venue there. So very easy. I mean, I was literally in and out in 2 minutes.
I was hearing a lot of feedback about how easy it was to vote.
So
no lines.
Easy.
And, you know.
An interesting, I was in High Street, Thornbury, the other day, and about halfway down the Salvation Army Hall, and that was a voting centre. And I suppose I, you know, where I parked and where I was going to, the hall was sort of in the middle. So about 50 metres each side, there were people, you know, handing out or, you know, advocating. Mm. Interestingly, I counted, I think it was 12 or 13 folk who had Yes T-shirts on and were handing out Yes flyers. No. There was no one.
Interesting.
For the no.
What does that say to you, Becca?
Well, it says that, you know, people getting organised and motivated for something positive, perhaps as opposed to something, I'm not going to say negative, but I just did, but something, you know, an opposing view, that it wasn't as easy to get volunteers motivated to turn up.
Yeah.
And it's a bit different to polling day. So this is
very different to,
you know, this
day.
Is pre-polling. Yeah, I think it was 12 or 13 people on both sides of this hall handing out for Yes, which is, I was blown away by the sheer number of people doing it. Anyway, we'll probably know tonight. We'll get a pretty good idea.
Mm.
Bear in mind there were 2 million postal ballots issued, of which 1.5 million have already been returned.
Do we have a sense of how many people voted early?
I think it's something like 5 million.
Because it's going to change the way we do elections in this country, because many people are opting to either have a postal vote or vote early. So it really tips in different ways now. Whereas traditionally, you know, just 10 years ago, it just used to be the most standard practice. Mm. You went out on election day, you stood in line, and you just knew that was going to be your day.
There was a great picture of one of the polling stations with Tanya Plibersek kneeling down, basically looking at a dash hound, and the caption was "a new kind of democracy sausage dog," which I really liked. Any good messages come in, Nev?
Oh, we've had a few lovely messages. Thank you, Mel. It's excellent to be back in the studio. And we've also got a tip that if you add a little bit of cinnamon to the Turkish coffee, it can help with the bitterness. So that's a tip that I'll be taking with me next time. Thank you very much, Michael. But if you would like to engage with us today or send us a message, that number, as always, is 0427-JOY949. That's 0427-569-949. Our next guest is in the studio. We'll be back after a very short break.
Stay with us.
What's your view? Let us know by sending us a text 0427-JOY949 or on Twitter at SatMagJoy949.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.